All right, here we are. All right, what we're going to do today, and we've been doing this, we've been looking at our series of seven evil spirits that are operating right now, and you see them operating right now, especially in the Middle East, especially there. There's a principality. Each of these spirits have principalities that's in operation. Well, I don't believe that. Well, Paul did. Paul believed it. Apostle Paul mentioned it. Well, I don't believe in all that stuff. That's fine. But Paul sure did because he put on the armor of God. You don't have armor if there's no battle to fight. You don't have armor if there's no enemy. And he talks about the principalities and powers and wickedness. Talks about that in Ephesians 6. So if there was no battle to fight, there'd be no armor to wear. Why wear armor and there's no fight? Why walk around with an umbrella when it's not raining, huh? All right, I think we got that down. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and 2 is our main scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and 2 is our main scripture. Seven names are there. Seven groups of people. Seven cultures. Those cultures are no longer there. They don't exist anymore, but this evil spirit that drove them sure does, because you can look at their situations. You can look at their bios, if you please. If these spirits put up a bio and you read the bio, you would see exactly what's going on. Exactly. We're going to look at the third one in the list of seven, the Amorites, these most wicked spirits out there. They're the group that attacked Israel as soon as they went across into the wilderness heading toward the promised land. As soon as they crossed the Red Sea, the Amorites were waiting on them. And they're the ones they had tremendous trouble with. And they're the ones that is the forefront of Hamas and all these terrorist groups are absolutely running under the spirit of the Amorites. All right, now, let's look at what the Amorites, I'm going to spend a couple days on this, and I think you're going to be really full of insight in what's really going on. Next time you see the news or whatever you do and find out about this, you go, oh, that's the Amalekite spirit. Ooh, that's the Hittites. The Hittites, by the way, owned the land that Israel is sitting on. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, now you do. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 tells you that. Gave the borders and then said the land of the Hittites. And the Hittite spirit wants Israel back. And that's a driving force that's going on right now. That's going on right now. Israel ceases to exist at what they want. And then taken over by the spirit of the Hittites. Exactly what's happening. All right. Now, let's look at the Amorite. Amorite, the name for that, the definition means mountain people and renowned. And that's what the Amorites want. The spirit of Hamas and these other terrorist groups want that renown. They want that spirit of self-glory. Self-accusation, wow, look at them. What are they doing? Wow, that's what they want. Self-exaltation. Wow, look at them. Look at them. You see what Hamas did? Look at those today. Even they talked about the seven Israelites that was murdered by them. They want that. They want that. Here we are. See, the word Amorite comes from the word to utter or to say. Utter or to say. They love to talk. They love to, here we did it. Yeah, we did it. Yes, we did it. We did it. We're going to continue to do it. Yes, we are. It implies people want their name mentioned. People that want their name mentioned. If they did not attack Israel the way they attacked Israel, who wouldn't even mention them? They would not. They would be yesterday's newspapers. they would be where you take newspapers and after you go fishing, you put all the fish heads and all the innards in the fish paper and you roll it up and you throw it away. That's what they hate. They want to be mentioned. They want fame seekers. They want glory and greatness. And that's what you hear. That's what you hear. See, the spirit of dictators is an Amorite spirit. You know that? I mean, that's worldwide. You have a person that's operating like that, fame, glory. Look at me. Look at this. It's Amorite spirit. Now, mountains dominate landscape. Isn't that true? You look at those mountains, if you ever seen the Rockies or the Cascades or the Catskills, they're awe-inspired. Look at that mountain. I've been privileged to see some of the mountain ranges of the world, and they're awe-inspiring. Wow, look at that. Let me take a landscape picture here. Click, click, click. Wow, I've been in a place called God's Window, and it's in South Africa, and it is absolutely breathtaking. You go, wow, been up there several times. You go up there, and the first time people go up, and they see what that valley and that mountain, they go, whoa, whoa. I took some pictures, put it on canvas, and I had a visitor, and they took it right off my wall and took it home. Okay? I had a visitor here. I said, wow, look at that. Took the picture in the canvas and all. Just took it up and said, I'm taking this. Enjoy. And they took it home, and they put it in their house somewhere. It's awe-inspiring. It's mountains that dominate, and that's what they want. People who like to dominate and rule over others by imposing tremendous pressure. Is that not the Amalekites? Is that not what we're talking about here? Is that not what you're going to see in the newspapers? Huh? Dominate pressure. People who like to dominate, rule over others, imposing tremendous pressure. Tremendous pressure. Let's look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 and 20. I'll show you this. Keep your Bibles out because we have a lot of scripture to show you. Matthew 17, 19. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast them out? This is King James Version. Verse 20. And Jesus said to him, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible with you. Now, mountains are not just big problems. See, that mountain that Jesus talked about in verse 20 is a big problem, a difficulty, a trial. But mountains are high-ranking principles in their places. And this Amalekite spirit is a high-ranking principality that functions in its place. And you can look where these groups are located. The headquarters is in the Mideast. It's exactly where it is, in the greater Mideast area. That's where these principalities are located. Why? Because they were located there back in Genesis, all the way through Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1. All those principalities and all those people were located in and around the Mideast, the Mediterranean, Iran, Iraq, Babylon back then. That's where they're from. Jordan, Syria, Israel. That's what the land of the Hittites, it was there. It was there. And see, they're still there. The people are gone. Those tribes are gone. The culture of that group is gone, but those evil spirits, those principalities remain. They remain. They didn't just disappear. They didn't just disappear. Jesus even went to where headquarters was. You know that? We told you about that in the second group. Gershonites lived over there. Jesus went to the land where this demon spirit functioned. And the demon said, "Why are you here and why have you come and tormented us before our time?" Functioning. They just didn't disappear. Still functioning. And you see the result of that every day, do you not? Mountains are not just big problems, but high-ranking principalities in high places. Now, when Jesus was telling these individuals called the disciples, why could we not cast him out? He's talking about demon spirits, right? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Number one, you don't believe you can do it. Number two, you don't have faith of a grain of mustard seed. Number three, you don't understand the principle of speaking. You shall say into this mountain. You don't understand that. Jesus had that and used it all the time. And that mountain, saying to that mountain, what mountain was he talking about? Well, normally we say problems and difficulties and trials and troubles. You know, that's what we talk about. You know, things not going well. No money, kids are running wild. That's what we talk about, our mountain. But look at the context here. Look at the context. This demon spirit that was the disciples had no power over, could not cure him, verse 14 says. And the son is a lunatic, vest oftentimes, falling into the fire, off in the water. He's being tormented by demon spirits. That what was happening. In verse 18, Jesus rebuked the devil, departed out of him. Now, when you look at the context, so what mountain is he talking about? He's talking about demonic activity. That's what he's talking, because he just dealt with that. He rebuked the devil in 18. They said, how come we couldn't do it? And he told them why, and he said, unto this mountain. Now, we've taken it, and we've made a lot of things out of it. But in this context of this, he's speaking about demonic spirit. What demonic spirit is he talking about? One that exalts itself. It's the Amalekites. It's the Amalekites. See, faith activates the potential to operate. Deuteronomy 7:1 again. There's seven names in the Hebrew along with the word king. Now, I want to show you something here that's really interesting. A little research here with all these individuals. All right? All these individuals. All right? If you want to do some great study, if you're inclined to do it, I would do it today. I'd start it today because you're dealing with this all the time. And what's interesting is that if you look at these spirits, all right, in the form of these nations, what's interesting, if you follow the chain of these individual groups, here's what you're going to hear, and here's what you're going to see. 23 times in the scripture, it talks about the Amorite kings, 23 times. Two times, the Amorites and the Canaanite kings. Three times, the Canaanite kings. Three times, the Hittite kings. One time, kings of all nations, except for the Gershonites. Interesting. Interesting. But notice how many more kings, how many more kings is listed in the scripture if you follow them through the word of God, where they're mentioned over and over and over and over and over in the context of the chain. 23 times. That means that's how strong they are. 23 times kings of the Amorites are mentioned. So the kings are dominated by the Amorites. And the Amorites' spirits link earthly kings to interfere with his kingship. All right. What does that mean? Well, these 23 kings of the Amorites, they were horrible enemies of Israel. Every time you read about the 23 kings of the Amorites through the years, it's not good. It's always opposing Israel, always opposing God's kingdom. So here's these 23 kings that are linked together that interfere with the Lord's kingship. What's going on right now? What's happening right now? What's going on? You know what's going on. It's about the Lord's kingship. So we go after Israel. Israel is the apple of God's eye, the chosen people. So we go after Israel. The Amalekites are going after them so they can interfere with God's plans. Acts chapter 4, verse 17. But that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in his name. This is right after the powerful, powerful, powerful healing of the man by the gate. 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at nor teach in the name of Jesus. 19, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. Kingdom clashing right there. Right? And 20, for we cannot but speak the things which ye have seen and heard. See, the Amorites wanted to stop the people who have disobeyed their commandments. And they're listening to the God-given commandments. They want to shut down the kingdom. And working with the group, Amorites, were the Jebusites. We're going to do a whole study on them, but I want to throw this together because they were in cohorts. Don't you see these groups working together in the Mideast? All these different groups, they kind of work together. See, the Jebusites were the right-hand man of the Amorites. And what was their job? They were the enforcers. They were the police of the Amorite law and commandment. What you see right here, you see the police in operation. Notice what it says, 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. That's command. 21, and they further threaten them. That's the police force. That's the spirit of the Jebusites in operation. That's the spirit of the Jebusites. So you see in the police force in operation, we'll get you, Israel. We'll nuke you. We'll nuke USA. We'll nuke everybody we can nuke. We'll fix you. That's the enforcement arm of the Amalekites. And they command. They command. That's what happened. They command. And they called them and commanded in verse 18 of Acts 4. They command. Now, let's go to New Testament, John. I looked at verse number 18. Chapter 18, I'm sorry, verse 19 through 23. Now look at this here. Look at this here. And the high priest, this is the time of the trial of Jesus. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. what he taught. Verse 20. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world, ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. How does these groups operate? They're like rats. They're always in secret. They make the tunnels. They hide behind children in hospitals. Is that true? 21. Why askest thou me, and ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them? Behold, they know what I said. Then 22. Look what's going on here. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus. Here comes the Jebusite spirit and the enforcer. Stood by, struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, answer thou the high priest so. Okay? There you go. There's the Amalekite and there is the Jebusite. High priest as the Amalekite, Jebusite as the officer. 23. Jesus answered him, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? All right, now. See, Jesus questions and challenges the high priest's authority, the Amalekite authority. He questioned it and he challenged it. So the enforcer, the Jebusite, immediately responds, and how dare you go against the high priest, or how dare you take authority over the Jebusite and the Amorite? How dare you do that? How dare you question this Amalekite king? How dare you stand up here, Israel, and tell us that you're not going to make treaties with us? How dare you do that? We'll nuke you. That's the enforcer part. That's the enforcer part. Now, the officer we know has the Jebusite spirit. The high priest is the Amalekite. And see, what happens is they want kingly dominion. The high priest, here's the high priest. He got there not because he's religious. That's nonsense. He got there because he bought the position from the Romans. That's how the high priest functioned back then. Had nothing to do with God or service to the Lord. It had everything to do with power. So the high priest and his father was high priest before him, and the high priest is there because of power, and Jesus was a threat to his power with the people. That's right. Understand the back channels. Understand what really is going on. Go deeper than just the words. Dig deeper in the Word of God and just read it. Okay, blah, 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 done. Understand, get an understanding of the background, what's going on. And when you do, you see what's actually happening. Mountain is whatever we make it, but mountain in that passage is about the demon and the devils, which is the Amalekite spirit. Amalekite spirit manifests itself. It rears authority. It hates authority. So it wants to hold its position. It wants to hold its position. That's why Jesus said what he said. If I had spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? I am going to hold my position. I am who I said I am, and that's all I am, and I'm the great I am. That's who I am, and I didn't say anything evil or bear witness of evil. Haven't spoken anything, bear witness of the evil. The evil's coming from where? The Jebusite spirit, the basic cop that enforcer hits Jesus with his hand, and then the high priest, which is there because he bought the position from the Roman government. It's all about power. All about power. All about power. All about power. It's exactly what it's about. And every time you see that, you can really understand what's really happening here. You see what's going on? You see what's happening? See, in 19, okay, of this passage, it just talks about, again, the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. They're asking about the teaching of the Lord. That's authority. They're asking about what are you telling these people, your doctrine. Doctrine is a simple word for the word teaching. This is what we're teaching. It's doctrine. Just simply means teaching. So what are you and your disciples teaching? Because it's going on, it's against the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Hittites and the Canaanites. It's against all of them. Now, let's go to Leviticus chapter 21, verse 10. And that, listen to this, interesting. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head nor rend his clothes. I love that passage. Oh, I just do, because when the high priest got all upset at what Jesus said, the Bible said he rend his clothes. He tore his clothes, going against the scripture in Leviticus 21:10. And again, read a little further and understand a little further on the backstory. When a high priest rend his clothes, when he tears his robe, not supposed to do that, that is an indication that he is vacating his office. Oh, I love that. So when he's tearing his clothes and he gets all upset and he tears his clothes, blasphemer, you're a liar, you're this. When he tears his clothes, he vacates his office. So at that moment right there, there was no high priest in Israel. The position was vacated. It was corrupt. It was sold out to the Roman government. The Roman government and the high priest. That's why the high priest and the gang could always go to Pilate. They had always the ear, because Rome owed them at least to go and let them hear, because they had been purchased by the Roman government. Pilate knew that. Pilate knew that when they showed up, he owned every one of them, because they bought it. They bought the position. So the moment he ripped his clothes and his garment, that position was no longer corrupted. It was vacated. Guess who stepped into that slot? Jesus himself, our great high priest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So right in the middle of it all, we get a vacated office of the high priest. Wow! See, because they hate promoting God's will. They hate the spreading of the word of God's kingdom. See, there's man's will, and then in the Amalekite kingdom. Let me give you one more scriptures. I know I see smoke coming out of your ears, all right? You probably never heard this. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15 says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man. 16, for who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Know the difference. Know the difference. There's a when the officer hit Jesus with the palm of his hands, that set in a whole new course of things. A whole new course of things. When he hit Jesus, The Jebusite spirit hits Jesus. Notice it's very specific. He hits him with the palm of his hands. Wow. You know, there's a whole teaching in the series here about the palms of the hands. We'll talk about that tomorrow.